What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Russ T. Nails.
Boogily boogily doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man while you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing in stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Live from the Duff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on there. Good to have you along. I'm Sully. That's Russ T. Nails right there.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to our radio audience. We've been talking to the TV audience on Biz Television Network. Now we're talking to our radio audience as well on Biz Talk Radio Network. Good to talk to you. Mm-hmm. iHeart Media, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Good day today on Wall Street. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P all in the green today. And why is that, Rusty Nails?
I hate this part of the show. Something happened. Sector sucks.
Just go with that.
Welcome to Some Sector Sucks.
Yes.
Today's sector is
something happened.
Electric stuff.
Yeah. So we had sort of a mixed bag of manufacturing and construction. Let me tell you what's really going on.
Ooh, manufacturing.
So first of all, the tech sector has tanked, but NASDAQ is up. NASDAQ's down 5% for the year. 9% set its high last year. Dow Jones and S&P are in the green this year.
Mm-hmm, nice.
So this year, the tech-heavy index down. And as I mentioned, we had horrible disappointing earnings from Google, and Alphabet, the parent company, Apple and Microsoft. But let me tell you what I think happened in the market. I think, you know, sometimes, so look at GLD, the exchange-traded fund for gold, okay? Usually gold has an inverse relationship to the stock market. Market goes down, gold goes up.
Right.
Sometimes, though, gold is so strong as it is right now. We are at a 15-month high.
Yeah,
gold,
baby.
Okay. Sometimes gold's so strong it brings the rest of the market up with it, because I can tell you we had a mixed bag of manufacturing and construction data, and that showed kind of slow but steady growth. And the market wasn't doing a damn thing until we started looking at what gold. Gold crossed over 1,300 ounces for the first time since January of last year today for a little while. It ends up closing out at 1,292, which was still up, you know, almost 0.2%. But gold is up 22% this year, crushing stocks, bonds, any other major asset class. And it sort of shows that the rally was fueled by a number of things. Number one, there was worries about China in the beginning of the year. Number two, the first jump this year was fueled by a U.S. stock market who had the worst start to a year ever. So the latest rally, though, is a devalued dollar. Why is a weak dollar good for gold?
Why is a weak dollar good for gold?
Very simple. Why do you think it is, Russ?
Oh, man. Because probably other people can take advantage of it somehow.
That's exactly right. It makes it cheaper to buy gold when you're in another country. So a weak dollar makes the metal, gold, less expensive to another country.
I'm going to Mexico in a couple
and
weeks.
That reinforces,
maybe I'll pick up some gold.
You could do that. Hey, look,
tequila.
Kyle Harrington, Harrington Capital Management.
Cuervo gold, that is.
You said that exactly right.
That's why we have to care about a devalued dollar here.
That's exactly right. We want a strong dollar for an array of reasons. One of which you just outlined. We want to make it more expensive for international countries to buy here and drive up our prices.
Yeah,
that's what our interest level should be.
Yes.
And I think as we think through politics, I think that the Republicans are on that pulse more significantly than the Democrats.
So let's talk about that. Kyle Harrington, of course, Harrington Capital Management, hc-mgmt.com is his website. And, of course, he is a financial advisor to many, many people. In fact, was just up in Oregon last week speaking to a company about their employees and their 401ks and so right on and so them. Forth. What was now when you get a chance to talk to these people, you can hear fear, you can hear greed, you can hear concerns. I would say most, you know, most guys and gals are worried about, well, how am I going to make the mortgage payment? How am I going to get my kids through college? How am I going to save for retirement? Right? Top three?
Exactly correct. 529 educational plan. Kyle, should I start that for my kids' college?
Yeah.
What do you think about my life insurance premiums? Because we handle insurance as well. Are they too high? My health has gotten better. It's gotten worse. My 401k, how much should I be putting in each month as an automatic debit out of my checking account when I get my check every 2 weeks? Good old-fashioned, you know, brick-and-mortar sort of stuff in terms of blocking and tackling as people think through financial planning for the future.
So my question is this. Anybody capitulating? I mean, you and I, we all bitch about the economy, and
right.
we get upset about politics. But the guy that is working at General Dynamics or yes. Hughes Aircraft or GM or even the company that you visited on Friday and Thursday last week, are those guys – anybody throw up their hands and say, you know what, I'm not going to save every time. There's going to be no money there anyway. Is that hopefully that's not happening.
They're saying that I believe that the potential of Social Security not existing in 15 years is real. I think that they've digested that. And it's unfortunate unless we can get some coordination in D.C. with respect to our balancing our budget and making sure Social Security is there. So, Kyle, I feel like we need to be more growth oriented for the next 15 years of my work time to get to the goals that I want. I don't have significant I don't have an extravagant lifestyle up here in Oregon, for example. I wish to stay here. The cost of living obviously is different than it is in where we are today. Which
is it different up there?
Oh, it is. I'll
cheaper?
Give you an example.
Yeah.
You know, as I drove through Oregon and looked at gas prices.
You can't help
gas
it, right?
Prices.
When you start thinking in terms of what if I lived up here?
Exactly right. Exactly right. Gas prices. So a dollar cheaper a gallon
in
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking East Oregon, 2 hours east of Portland to a dollar a gallon. You know, you add that up, you know, a few times a week.
Yeah.
You know, it starts to say, so wow, that's real money.
What about home prices and stuff up there? Is the home prices about even or is it a joke?
It's not. It's a joke.
So we're, by the way, we're in California, by the way, which is
right.
ridiculous. Median home price. Median home price here in the city of San Diego, $547,000.
Over half a mil.
Listen, guy outlined to me his home that he has. He says he thinks it's too big. He might want to downsize. 4,000 square foot. East Oregon, acre of land, $275,000.
What?
Five bedrooms, three bedrooms.
$275,000.
Oh, yeah.
$275,000. Moving to Oregon, buying a piece
Goodbye,
of land.
Goodbye, everybody.
House.
Probably a great
Goodbye,
view.
Goodbye, Robert.
Beautiful.
Beautiful
wow.
land.
Clean air.
Nice, pretty land.
What's
clean air.
Yeah.
So the Dolls.
The Dolls.
T H E, and then Dolls. D A L L E S. That's where I was,
called
which
the
is.
Dolls, Oregon.
That's right. And so that's 2 hours east of Portland.
Is there anything there? Is there an economy there? Is it like a small hometown there?
It's a small hometown. That's right. It's a small hometown with this company happened to be in the railroad business where they build railroads for the bigger railroad companies.
Yeah. They have a hometown buffet there? Is there like a Home Depot?
Is that where you're?
There's a lot of steak up there, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Which I like.
We got steak.
You know, they
try
to grow railroad ties here in San Diego out of the eucalyptus trees. That's why there's so many eucalyptus trees.
Is that what that's for?
In the city.
No,
yeah.
It's funny you bring that up because as you drive east from Portland to the Dalles, the pine trees are just so really the waterfalls in between the pine trees. It really is a beautiful place. The question is you know, do you want to live? It's much more. The answer is it's much more affordable than where we sit here in Southern
California.
But
it's a small sort of, is it a small hometown feel or is it a beat up industrial?
A combination of both.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
It's a combination of both. Mm. I wouldn't say the cuisine is very strong.
Well, we got a macaroni grill from what I understand.
Yeah, but yeah. I will tell you that the steak is good. I had a nice steak up there.
I bet.
And it seems as if there's a lot of Californians that have moved to the state of Oregon.
Mucho.
No kidding.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, before that it was Seattle and Washington and up that way. And now, Oregon's far enough.
Now, they do have they have great football up there.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure they do.
I'm a football fan.
So let me ask you this, though. So you as a financial planner, let's talk about politics. And, of course, we've got – this is one of the weirdest years probably ever that I can remember. It was a weird year with the hanging Chad. I was on the air back then doing political radio. That was a weird time with the hanging Chad with George Bush and George W. Bush and Al Gore, I believe was the hanging Chad. Was that the hanging Chad year?
That was the year.
Okay.
The dangling Chad.
So that was a weird one. Obviously, when you had McCain versus Obama, I believe, and that's who was, and that was a kind of a an earth-shattering year. I mean, I actually thought, well, you know, my guy didn't get in, but maybe this guy's charismatic. Maybe he'll do something.
You mean the first term?
First term.
Yes.
I mean, the first, like, you know, 2 months, I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe something will happen. He's trying to be the half guy.
I had no hope at all.
Yeah, so.
just for the record.
And it faded very quickly. Now you got this crazy year with Donald Trump, who has put his foot in his mouth more times, but also makes a lot of sense on the financial side.
Sure.
Ted Cruz, who I have not seen any evidence of this, but has sort of a reputation for not getting along well with others in Congress, which has a fantastic tax plan. You got Hillary Clinton, who may be recommended for an indictment because of what happened with her emails and Benghazi. You got Bernie Sanders, who the only reason he's hanging on the water wagon is in case that indictment's handed down, so they got somebody. Chances are it's going to be Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
I would agree.
What does that do to you?
I will tell you that just interestingly enough, as I drove through Portland, there was a significant amount of Bernie Sanders fans, for the record.
It's all
right. Right. Although East Oregon, the Dolls that I highlighted, it was much more conservative. There was more, hey, is it going to be Cruz or Trump? And
That's weird, too.
So in 30 seconds or less, because we're running late here, but 30 seconds or less, do you believe your business will be hurt, the investment game will be hurt with this same sort of regime going into November?
Absolutely correct. I think that with the notion of Hillary Clinton in office, and I think, by the way, she may choose as a vice president Elizabeth Warren, who completely dislikes, has a repugnance toward Wall Street, in a very strong fashion, I think it would be very detrimental to the Wall Street world going forward.
All right, we'll see what happens. Kyle, thank you so much. Kyle Harrington, Harrington Capital Management, fantastic guy. What is your Twitter handle once again, real quick?
Oh, here we go.
Kyle_HCM.
All right, we're going to put that out there. All right, Sully here, Rusty Nails there. That's Kyle Harrington, Harrington Capital Management. Coming up, Glenda Dowie and the new day trading platform she's come up with. We'll tell you all about it. Coming up here, Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Stand by.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever.
Cool.
It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Here we go.
Oh, that's right. Big Biz Show. BigBizShow.com. Good to have you along. We are 70 million homes strong on television, 150 radio stations strong on the radio, on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartMedia, Armed Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. Good to have you along. I'm Sully. That's Rusty Nails. Great to see you there, Nails. Feeling good today?
I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, good stuff. Very
Monday.
Good stuff.
It's my fast day, so I'm a little slow.
Yeah. Oh, funny. It's your fast day.
So I'm slow.
Our next guest, her name is Glenda Dowie. She's not been on this program before. She's been on our other program, which you may be familiar with, is called Russ and Sully, or Sully and Rusty's Biz Brew.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
On the YouTube.
Sure. That's what you read on the
TV.
It's
another network television program. We're very similar to this show. But yeah. Glenda is a professional day trader, okay? And for almost 15 years, she has made money on stock indicators, much like what I talk about, a stochastic oscillator, mm-hmm. moving average convergence divergence, or RSI indicator, or candlestick patterns, or a paradactyl, or a double top, or a double bottom, or a head and shoulders pattern. Those are all technical terms for what are called technicians or technical traders. Now, there's really three legs to the milking stool of investing, one of which is called fundamentals, the earnings per share, the management team. What is the P.E. ratio of a company? Mm-hmm. The second leg of that milking stool is the community. What's going on in the news? What are we hearing on the street? And the third leg to that milking stool, of course, is technical analysis. And she is a technician like I am. She is a CEO of a public company. The name of that public company is APT Systems. You can go to the website, APT Systems, Inc. Our TV audience can see that website there. For the radio audience, I'll put it on our Big Biz Show website and also tweet it out to our 40,000 followers on Twitter. And, of course, they are publicly traded, APTY. APTY is their stock symbol. And she has a trading platform, and it's a very interesting story. And she joins us now on Big Biz Show. Glenda, how are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Welcome to the program, and I know this audience hasn't heard you before, but you are you're being listened to across the world on
wow.
radio and across the country on
so
on
sit
television.
Up straight.
Yeah, so sit up straight so the radio audience can see.
Okay, you
so
got it.
Let's go. So you were a day trader. Explain what a day trader is. How'd you get involved in that, and what do you do for our audience that may not have heard of that before?
Well, a day trader is somebody who goes into the market in the morning and hopefully finds a profit that day or the next day. Mm-hmm. And when I started out, I was looking at something that was called night trading because I thought that was less risky, and found out that it's far more risky because you never know what's going to happen mm-hmm. with the news the next day. So I moved into the realm of looking for stocks and setting targets and allowing and finding a way to meet those targets, whether it be 1% or 3%. It's surprising how it can add up.
Yes, it can.
Sure.
1% a day.
So, you know, what's interesting, you make a profit every day. You know, mm-hmm. think about that. If you could make $500 a day in the stock market, which you can do. I mean, look at that would mean that a $100 stock would have to go up $5, which is quite a bit. But if you sort of take a look at the entire landscape of stocks, using stock screeners and trader tools, you can do that. So let's fast forward to APT Systems. APT Systems Inc. is a publicly traded company that has come up with what we call in the business a trading platform. In other words, it makes it easier for you as an investor to trade stocks in the manner that Glenda just described. Talk to us about the platform, and talk to us about how you developed it.
I'd like to call it an intuitive platform because it's designed to react to the markets themselves and give you a message. And you can take that message and sell the stock, or you can have an opportunity to leave it in play if you think there's still more profit to be achieved. So we like having that opportunity as traders. The other thing that's really important as an individual, when you are watching your screen and see a price and think, great, you know, I want to close my position here, by the time that goes through your brain and your finger, it's a few seconds, and a lot can happen in a few seconds. So the platform is able to compete in the market and get your orders in there against the other computers that are out there trading.
So is it really, is it truly a few seconds makes that big a difference, Glenda? In other words, if I'm trading a stock at $5, could that stock within a few seconds I could lose 25 cents a share on that? Is that sort of the paradigm, or the problem that you have?
It could. I think I'd rather position that a little bit differently. What happens is stocks will hit a high on the day, mm-hmm. and sometimes that high happens very quickly. And if you have your target set and the speed of the computer, you have a chance to grab that high. Otherwise, that high is pulling back, and then you're scrambling. You're chasing the price. And that's the secret, not to chase the price, to get in, get your target.
Boy, so you have a target price of 100.
Be happy there.
99 all day and with downward pressure, maybe down to 98, 97. The minute it hits that 100, you want to be able to execute. And that's the idea, correct?
Exactly.
That's nice.
And the platform is watching for you, and the platform can match the speed needed.
Now, the platform is meant for institutional traders, or just meant for everyone? Can anyone use it?
It's meant for everyone. We had it working on desktops, and we're now rewriting it so that it'll work in the handheld world.
And so, yeah, and of course, mobile trading, mobile devices is the obviously where the future is for almost all financial transactions.
Little known fact about this graphic we're seeing on your website: that's George Costanza as a hand model.
Yes,
that's his finger
really
touching
was.
The screen right there. It's amazing.
Russ is taking over there. Glenda Dowie is her name. She is the president and the CEO of APT Systems, the website APT Systems Inc. for our radio audience.
That's
can't
so
see
cool.
Website. Yeah, and so talk to us about the development of that. Now, let's face it, you're in a technology business now, as much as a trading business. So once you get a desktop version, which people are going to want to see, and of course you're working into a mobile version, how often do you need to make, just on a business model basis, how often do you need to make changes to keep up with the technology? Because obviously, well, the word iPad wasn't even in our lexicon 5 years ago. The word iPhone wasn't in our lexicon 10 years ago. Suddenly, that has changed the face of everything. When you guys are, you know, as a CEO of a public company that has a product in that market, when you're looking at that, do you have to look out 5 years and say, you know, there might be the next device that we're going to have to be able to relate to? Or mm-hmm. is this one of those things where, boy, if it comes along, we'll deal with it then?
It's a challenge. You know, we're always looking ahead. We want to make sure that we're compliant and work with existing technology always. And, of course, you know, the handheld world is where things are moving. And once we're there, I don't see it changing too much in terms of delivery. The stock market itself is pretty steady, the way the price quotes come to us. So I think it's just a matter of being compatible as they roll out new versions of the phones, the iPads, the tablets, those kinds of things.
Glenda's going to come back with us here in the weeks to come, and we're going to have her teach us sort of, you know, the ABCs of trading. You know, we're not going to make recommendations on stock, but kind of sort of some of the things to look for. Glenda, thank you so much. Glenda Dowie,
we're setting up that
CEO.
Program. That's cool. You just type in, I want this, I can tolerate this much, I got this, and go.
Plus, and here's the other thing, too, is that you can set your parameters of, you know, what you want to I refuse to lose more than 5%. I'm out.
Yeah.
If I have a target price of 90, when that thing hits 90, I'm out. That's sort of how that works.
Which you should have in place anyway.
Which you should have those in place anyway. Glenda Dowie, thank you so much. By the way, that stock symbol, APTY, APTY, APT Systems. Coming up, David Wenger and the mystery behind shorting a stock. Stand by. We're back in a minute. It's the Big Biz Show.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Sunny San Diego. Big Biz Show is on the air. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Better believe that.
Starbucks Coffee. Ever heard of them? The quicker liver picker upper. Lumen Brands, their fine family restaurants, including Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Carrabba's Italian Grill, and Fleming's Steakhouse. I was at the Melting Pot last night next to a Fleming's. You ever been there?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah, it really is. 2.5 hours.
I don't need to dip
two,
my...
Me in a restaurant for 2.5 hours sounds something like this at the very end.
Yeah, it's just, I don't need the experience. Same like, what's that other one? Benihana.
Yeah. Ooh.
Really? Just ooh, would just... you serve me the food? Quit playing with it over there?
Also brought to you by Origin Clear, breakthrough water cleanup technology. United Cannabis Corporation, as well as Price Patrol. Get the new Price Patrol app today. Get Price Patrol. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, baby.
So we were just talking to a day trader, a professional day trader. Fantastic. Very, very solid. Lady Linda Dowie, yep, explaining sort of how day trading works. Part of what day traders do is short stock. Now, I got so much email from when we had David Wenger on as a guest. David Wenger is with a company called Share Intel.
The Wenger.
And the bottom line is Share Intel. We haven't asked him about his product. I think it's a software product that publicly traded companies can use, or it's a service that they can use to find out who is abusively
shorting
the stock. So David Wenger joins us here on the program one more time. David, thanks so much for taking the time out again. You're returning into this popular guest with our audience.
Otherwise, glad to hear it. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, how do you find out who's screwing up your company stock otherwise?
he's got a proprietary algorithm. Yeah. You know, we've never talked about what you guys do there. We only talk about what the process of shorting's about. Talk to us, David, about Share Intel and your website, sure, of course, shareintel.com. But, you know, you're being so generous with your time, we might as well, you know, kind of beat the drum for your company a little bit. What do you guys do there?
Okay, well, we've got 2 U.S. patents on a process. It's a software as a service. So you were correct in both of your assumptions before. We're both a software and a service. It's called a software as a service. And we can effectively tell a company, you know, who's buying and selling its shares behind street names. So they can log on to our website with a discrete user ID and password 24/7, and they can drill down behind street name, down to the name and address, know who's buying, who's friend, who's foe, who's selling, who's, you know, more importantly, who might be illegally selling. You know, we can get behind all this nefarious, suspicious, aberrant, or, you know, unusual trading activity, suffice it to say.
Now, is this a tool that an investor could use also to determine if there's or would an investor need that, or is this really what a company would sort of need?
Well, if the investor is a large investor and or slash trusted advisor to the company, for example, a large fund manager might not want to make another investment unless this software is in place.
Yeah,
and he might want to lean on the company fiduciaries, the board of directors, or the CEO, CFO, to ensure that this is in place, so that he can sleep at night and know that his investments are protected. But no, an investor can't access this website. It's strictly the issuer, the public company itself, the officers and directors.
Now, can you plug in more than one stock name or company name into your system? Let's say you've got like for example, Google Alphabet is a, and I know Alphabet's probably didn't care, but maybe they do care.
Big one, yeah.
But Google, G-O-O-G-L is Alphabet, the parent company of Google, G-O-O-G. If those guys wanted to see what's going on both their stocks at the same time, could they do that?
Google would need to subscribe to our services.
Okay.
The parent company would need to subscribe to our services.
Okay.
The way it works is we become a trusted advisor, a third-party authorized agent on behalf of the company to access data, which is private in nature. The data belongs to the client issuer company. We simply help them access, you know, all the various pieces of the puzzle.
You extrapolate,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Now I've got a. I was going to say
you extrapolate the data, right?
Well, we get the data feeds from the various sources, from mm-hmm. DTC, from
sure.
Broadridge, which is the proxy entity, to 90% of all banks, brokerages, and clearing firms. We get data feed from the transfer agent. Each of these quasi-governmental reporting entities has a little different piece of the puzzle, and we assemble those puzzle pieces, if you will, and give the company a complete picture of what's happening behind the scenes.
So what if you find some squirrel down there and you say, hey, is this also like an investigator could use
to find someone, evidence?
Is this evidence?
Well,
look what he did.
Well, we'll talk about the illegal selling in a minute.
Okay.
But, David, bear with me for a minute because let me give it an example here. Now, what about, let's say...
The operative word might be discovery. Go ahead.
Discovery. There
discovery.
You go. So, I mean, think about this, though. I've always said this because every time I've been we've been covering financial news and business for 20 years. I ran two investment banking firms and a hedge fund. And I always said, no one's ever in the business of investing money. They're in the business of selling stock at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the business everybody's in. So I think one of those interesting points would be, like he just said, before I invest another nickel, I want to see who else is selling stock. Because there's only one thing that makes a stock go up, more buying than selling. Now, there's a million reasons somebody buys a stock, and there's more reasons the stock goes down, more selling than buying. So what that brings us to, David, and David, am I accurate on those things? Would you want to add to that, or is that about right?
Well, it's completely correct, and what all companies need are investors, underscore the word investor, long-term investors, key anchor investors, those guys that can and you can verify in our system, and once you have our system in place, are there to help mop up the float. They're there to help manage the market cap more effectively. They can be counted on to be long term, you know, committed to the company, as opposed to people who would otherwise take advantage and play games and game the system and drive the stock up, drive the stock down.
Well, here's the deal. By the way, ShareIntel is not a sponsor of the program, so we've got neither of us have an axe to grind here. But the reason I say that because I have a question for you. Wouldn't it behoove me as an investor to want my company to have this?
Yeah.
Because it...
Without question.
Because, and I'll tell you why, David. Because as an investor into publicly traded companies myself, I want to know that I'm playing on a level playing field. In other words, nobody gets the news before I do. We all get it at the same time. We all get to make the same investment decisions at the same time. And there's no illegal abusive short selling going on that's going to scuttle my investment because of something I don't know. So wouldn't it behoove me as an investor and all investors to call the CEO and say, and again, I know it sounds like a call to action here, but ShareIntel's not a sponsor. But wouldn't it be to their best interest for them to call their CEO and say, hey, you got to go to this website. You need to get this software so we're all protected. Is that about right?
You hit the nail on the head.
Can you have the sales guys call David up today?
I'll do it right now.
I think, because I'm sure he's got his checkbook out right
now.
Here
we go.
David, talk to us about abusive short selling. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, boy.
Well, again, abusive short selling. Yeah, typically, short selling is a means to, sell a stock before you buy it back. You're betting it's going to go down. Abusive short selling, and again, part of that legitimate legal short sale is that you have to borrow the asset, you have to borrow the stock. And you first have to locate the stock, then the borrow occurs on settlement date.
Mm-hmm.
In very fast markets or in markets where the short seller does not care about the borrow.
Sure.
He's now putting on a trade, which is considered to be illegal. When you don't borrow the stock on settlement date, the money side of the transaction settles, but the shares don't.
So all you're doing is selling the stock at that point. Well, that's crazy. David, thank you so much again.
You create a counterfeit share.
I appreciate your time, and I'm going to send people your way as well. I love it. Shareintel.com. We're going to continue leaning on him. I make him tell that stuff all over again because there's people that haven't heard it before.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Shareintel.com if you want to know all about it. Coming up, we got news here on the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Starbucks in the news. You're going to hear about that. Stand by.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're born broke and you die broke. They're trying not to take the in-between part too seriously. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along today. Follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air, and Russ has a Twitter handle, but he doesn't use it anyway.
I don't know what it is. It's something that... I think it's at RT Nails. At RT Nails. I never say anything, but there it is.
Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, all looking fantastic today. You take a look at it? Just look at the Dow. Look at the, you see everything there? Dow Jones up, what was it, 0.6%, a little above half point. 17,891. We are just staring down the barrel at 18,000, aren't we?
Right, here we go.
A couple hundred points away. We're only 19 points away from the S&P being above 2,100. Now, that's almost a full percentage point, keep in mind. And the NASDAQ is a couple hundred points away from 5,000. But, yeah, all up. Gold, fantastic. Gold is at a 15-month high. Yeah, gold up 22% this year. Had you invested in GLD, like the boys are showing you right there, back at, you would have made $20 a share if you started in September, or I mean, January. Mm-hmm. $20 a share. About 100 shares, okay, you'd be up $20 per share. You'd be up $2,000.
I would love that.
Like that. Very, very good stuff. Yeah. So that was good. What's fueling the rally? Well, it's the U.S. dollar. Dollar's weak. So as the dollar gets weaker, makes it cheaper for other countries to buy U.S. goods and services, including gold.
Yeah.
And that's how that works. Mm-hmm. So weak dollar is good for gold because we're a global currency. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why when dolphin teeth go down in value, that's not helping anybody. But gold, since we are... the world's global currency, they call that. All goods and services in this world are priced in U.S. dollars.
We used to be a gold-based economy.
Everyone did. Yeah.
Well, that seemed like a good idea.
Yes. Everything was all countries had precious metal-based. It was called the gold standard or gold-based. And there is no...
there's no sign we're going back to that.
Yeah, there's. I mean,
that's a whole show. Why it worked or why it doesn't.
Well, it's about perception of the dollar, or the perception of the pound.
I'd love to have a
perception of the yuan, the yen. I mean, all of them. You know,
pocket full of gold.
Yeah,
sounds better.
I mean, we stopped gold-backed currency back in the 70s. I mean, the concept of a gold-backed currency. What it would do is, if we went back to that, it would threaten the dollar's reserve resilience, because we have more dollars than we have gold.
Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Say I do.
So we sold 200% of 100%.
Yeah,
that's how that works. So and by the way, there's only one currency in the world that is still backed by gold. Did you know that?
No.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Okay, thanks.
I'm honest. I didn't.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
I like gold, though.
There's one currency that's backed by gold.
Which one? Gold. It's the Germans, isn't it?
The Mongolian.
Oh, the
Tudrik. backed
Holy
by gold.
Holy crap, that's yeah. it? They're the that's lone it. Mongolians?
Impressive, 13% to 15% for Savers.
Their beef's not
bad. As far
bad
as paper
either.
Goes, this one might actually be the one worth betting on. Yeah.
Who?
Mongolia's yeah. gold holdings will back 25% of the Tugrik money supply. Whew. I like that. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. We don't have enough.
I don't even care.
There's only two Olympic pools full of it anyway.
That's in the whole world. That's yeah. what they say. They say all the gold in the world could fit into two Olympic-sized swimming pools. Wouldn't that be a cool pool?
It would be.
It'd be tough to dive into, though, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it hurt.
Yeah.
Tink.
Oh. This is the Curtis Matters file. I don't know how you feel about this. I know Russ, this probably bothers Russ perhaps more than it would bother me. When you hear this, you're going to think it's one of those classic frivolous American lawsuits by some moron. But you'd at the end, you'd... Well, I think you're going to be totally on the woman's side. I really do. I think you're going to be on the woman's side when you hear this.
Okay.
So, Stacy Pincus of Chicago, Illinois, filed a class action lawsuit against Starbucks that they advertise their drinks by how many ounces that they have. For
okay.
example,
yeah.
a tall has 12 ounces. A grande has 16 ounces.
Okay, yeah, this makes sense.
A venti has 30 ounces.
Wow.
Or no, 24, 20. And a trenta has 30 ounces. Okay? And that's how much coffee you get if you order it hot.
Okay? Oh.
But if you order it iced, you get a cup full of ice,
all right.
which cuts into the amount of coffee.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? So in a venti, you only get 14 ounces of coffee with 10 ounces of ice.
That sucks.
Okay? Instead of 24 ounces of coffee.
Right.
But, okay, and I've got a problem with it. I'll tell you in a second.
How about?
Her lawsuit says you get just over half the advertised amount, just over half of the amount for which you are paying. She also found that ice drinks the most profitable items on the menu.
Right.
And
so you
she
order?
Wants $5 million for all the people who've been ripped off the last 10 years. Yeah. Suit's also demanding that Starbucks serve ice drinks in bigger cups so you get the full amount of coffee you order.
I think that's
so
a good
Russ
idea.
So Russ here has, what he has here in his hand here is a shot glass made by Starbucks here. It's the new Starbucks shot.
The size of that thing.
And that's to make room for the ice.
Wow.
Can I just tell you how ridiculous this is? Because when you put, you've ordered a drink that includes ice, it wouldn't be the same drink if it was just coffee.
That's true.
So
however.
No, you can't. Listen, if it's iced, you have designated it iced. Therefore, the product is different in nature. You're still getting the same volume of product because ice is part of the product. It's called iced rusty nails.
Okay? I don't know.
It's not just a rusty nail.
Not buying
it. It's an iced rusty nail.
I would buy a big bitchin' coffee, get you 16 ounces.
Get some
and
ice.
Then say, could I have some ice, please? And you take your Whopper over there, and you put your cream and sap it all up, and you pour it on the ice, and then it really just dilutes
Danicus,
it.
Danicus, do you agree with her or me?
It's hot coffee. It's going to...
Who? Get on the fence, see?
Yeah. See, because they make the coffee, and they keep it there. It's already cold. It doesn't melt the ice. It just... You know,
yes.
it's not like you're pouring hot coffee on the ice, because that would just... do what you think
that's
it would
my
do.
Point
melts the ice then you gotta
that's my point very quickly one last news story
all right.
if you sit at a desk all day the best stretch for you can do is a yoga move called the prayer squat
yeah
you know
I got
is?
The prayer squat down yeah
here's a picture of it right
sure.
here
I have prayer squat
guy doing a prayer squat for that's a prayer squat right
oh
there.
That's the that's the break wind also
I think,
too
that's I think that's exactly
if you're
going to
go
called.
Off in yoga that
if
position is where it'll be coming from
if I'm not mistaken
look
that's,
over
that's
there
what
you
that's
are.
Called there
Well, look at that.
So, yeah, that. So if you're going to do one stretch in all of the whole world with respect to your desk.
Yeah, and then you
get
put
up
your
there
elbows.
Once an hour, do that.
Put your elbows on the inside of your knees and push your knees out.
Kiss your ass goodbye.
Hey, kiss. Kiss your ass goodbye.
Thank you for that. Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Chris Janik is our director. Murphy, our assistant director. Curtis, our supervising
yeah.
director of direction. David Kamatow is our producer. I'm Sully. That's Russ T. Nails.
Hi.
His website's russisfunny.com because...
LiveHighLive.com is also mine.
Wow.
See?
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureuonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org.